and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Well, he abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. Well, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way, for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yell the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides with me. Will he abide?
Yes, he abides.
Hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Once my heart was of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides with me. Well, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides. Abides with me. He is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has a goal. Jesus satisfies my soul. For the things of the world they take and win. Long ago I gave them up and instantly. All my night was turned to day, all my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day. I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me.
Let's clap it to him this afternoon. Does he abide with you today?
Yeah. Will he abide? He abides. Abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides.
Third verse.
He is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. Now the Comforter abides.
Let's really sing it to him.
He abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk for the Comforter.
Once more, let's really sing it. Once more.
He is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. Now the Comforter abides with me. Will he abide? He abides. Hallelujah, he abides.
Let's clap it again. time today. For he abides, for he abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. You happy he abides?
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Victory is mine.
Amen.
A victory is mine. A victory today. Is mine. Is it yours? The Holy Ghost today is mine. Well, I told Satan to get behind. The Holy Ghost today, this message, the message is mine. The message is mine. The message today is mine. I told Satan to get behind. The message today. Joy! Oh, joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Is mine. Well, I told Satan to get behind. Joy today is mine. The Holy Ghost! The Holy Ghost is mine. Is it yours? Mine. The Holy Ghost today is mine. Well, I told Satan, get behind. The Holy Ghost today. The message. Oh, the message is mine. The message is mine. The message today is mine. When I told Satan to get behind, the message today is mine. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord today? Are you happy the message is yours? Are you happy the Holy Ghost is yours? Praise the name of the Lord. We're already sitting together in heavenly places. Amen. He's here with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yep. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The realization that that pillar of fire is here.
Amen.
Oh, it's joy unspeakable, full of glory. Only the bride of Jesus Christ can recognize. Although we might not see it, we feel it right here.
Amen.
I know him more real. It's like Brother Branham said, you see that tree out there? He said, that's just a shadow.
Yeah.
So although we might not see him, we feel him because he's right here with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Welcome, all of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the ones that are listening in around the world.
Amen.
We're welcome to this church, which is following a one-man message.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, aren't you really happy for that one?
Amen.
Amen. We have caught the vision. We know it. He told us. It is God, rich in mercy, has given us a message of deliverance that is packed on the wings of a two-winged eagle. And it's going to take us to the promised land. And you want the good news? We're just about there. Just about there. Just about there. I believe that. Praise the Lord. I believe that more today than I ever have. Amen. I know you all do too. It's something that doesn't matter who that you talk to. You talk a member of the bride and they say something's different. Amen. Something's totally different. It's because we feel his presence more and more and more. Every day it gets greater and greater. We're feeding today as we heard on that fresh manna from Papa Eagle. He's been out gathering all that fresh food and stuff for us. He's got it all stored up, and he's brought it to us to eat it today. And we eat it day by day. Where would we be without that fresh manna to eat today? We believe that this message is God's provided way for today. All we have to do is press play, and he'll place that food right in your mouth. Just like that eagle, he'll put it right in your mouth. Into your heart, into your soul. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. God's feeding his bride on eagle food.
Amen.
Amen. You know, some might ask, just how are you doing that? We're eating at God's table.
Amen.
Right here. That's the table.
Amen.
Amen. You know what's so bad, though? It's sad that some people, they just do not believe in to press play. They don't believe in that. They believe and want you to press fast forward to listen to them. Have you ever listened to fast forward? It's an uncertain sound to the bride. I can't understand that stuff. Forgive me if I said that wrong. I was thinking of that yesterday. The Lord placed it on my heart. And it's like, I can't understand that. It's just a bunch of nothing. You know what I want to hear? Good morning, friends. Ah, that's what the bride wants to hear. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean? It means that we're friends with the prophet. You know what? If you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. Woo!
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory. Oh, I'm happy for that today. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I want that prophet's reward.
Amen.
I want that birthright.
Amen.
I'll do anything for it.
Amen.
Guess what? We got it.
Amen.
We got that. And you know what that prophet's reward is? The revelation of this message. So that proves that you've got the prophet's reward.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I want to wear that proudly. I got it.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Woo. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Oh, that is so wonderful. Oh, my goodness. I love this message. I love you all, too. Because we're all going to spend eternity together. All of us are going to be together, and we're going to be with that prophet, by the way. I guess you all know that. We're all going to be down to Log Cabin singing Amazing Grace together. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, do you really realize just who you are? Is it starting to sink in? You starting to really realize who you really are? Is it realize the time that we're living in right now? What God's doing for us right at this moment?
Amen.
Realize what He's going to do for us in the future.
Yes.
Brother Branham says you're always looking behind, looking forward, and missing what He's doing right now. Yes. We are at the same time watching what He's doing for us right now.
Yes.
That bride moving into perfection, but our eye is always unto is what He's going to do for us.
Yes.
Because we're under great anticipation,
Amen.
Enthusiasm, and excitement to see what He's doing for us.
Thank you.
Yes. It thrills our heart.
Yes.
That's what we're alive, we're living for. Would you like for Him to tell you once more what it is?
Amen.
He loves to tell us. Because every message is on there.
Amen.
And Father, we love to hear it. We love to hear it. There'll be a power put into the church and now is coming in that the Holy Spirit will so anoint the people till they'll speak the word and it'll create itself right there. That's for us. Praise the Lord. He is anointing us now,
Amen.
Right now, to create, to speak the word and create. He goes on to say, it's just going to be for a short period. How could it be very long? Once that you realize that, if I can speak in existence, I'm going to say, I'm gone. I don't want to hang around. I just want to go. Take me, Lord, right now. Won't that be wonderful? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. We haven't seen power likes coming into the church now. He says, I know it for a fact. Wow. That's a period from a prophet of God. Saying to this mountain, be moved. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you have said shall come to pass. You can have what you said. The placing of the church in position,
Amen.
Where the fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost
Yes.
comes upon the church.
Amen.
That's what we're experiencing right now, brothers and sisters. The fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon the church.
Amen.
That spirit that anointed that prophet,
Amen.
That brought forth that word, is anointing us.
Amen.
It's the same. We're not God's prophet. We're not God's messenger. But that same Holy Spirit lives and dwells in us and have the ability to speak that word.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
What a people. What a time that we're living in. Amen.
Amen.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
That was your Mother's Day present.
Amen.
Woo! Best present you'll ever get right there. Seated. Brother Branham said every day is Mother's Day.
Amen.
Not just some commercial day that they come to make you go buy flowers and cards and everything else. He said it's every day.
Amen.
And we are so proud and thankful for our mothers in this message.
Amen.
God bless our sisters.
Amen. Love you. Love you.
Amen. You may be seated. You're truly stars in his crown.
Amen.
We're so, just so happy and thankful for each and every one of you. Each year we give away a few bouquet of flowers that we have, and that comes back from when Brother Branham was here, that they used to do that at the tabernacle, that they always give a bouquet of flowers out and stuff to the three different ones. They had it for the oldest mother, and they had it for the youngest mother, and one that we fit a lot of here with the most kids. Hope you guys got a lot of bouquets back there. But it is, they did it every year, and we want to do that again this year for our mothers. We want to recognize all of you mothers, that you all are special. You all deserve a bouquet, but it's just a little something that we do. But this year, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to change and add a category. I want to recognize all those mothers that are waiting for their promised babies that God's going to give you. Stand up. Stand up, sisters. Hallelujah. He'll give it to you. He said his word cannot fail.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Be seated. Our prayers and faith are with you.
Amen.
We love you because we know God's word can't fail. It's hard when we go through. We want to see tangible stuff. It can't fail. And there's proof of it. We've got it right here. I think we have some visitors today. Brother Kai and Sister Hadassah, where are you at? Right there. Right there. They waited. There's the promised baby. They waited. He did it. Amram. Praise the Lord. It shows you God's word don't fail.
Amen.
He can raise the dead. He can create babies. He can get away sicknesses.
Amen.
He can do anything.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. There's no boundaries to him. He's the inexhaustible fountain of whatever we ask for. Because you wouldn't ask it unless God put it on your heart. He's got to put it on your heart first. And he does. Praise the name of the Lord. So, if there's any mothers back there in the nursery, if you're back there, dads, go get the babies. It's time for you to come on out. So, okay, we're going to start off with the first one. So we'll start with the youngest mom. Okay. How about 18 years old? Do we have any 18-year-old mothers here? We have any 19-year-old mothers here? The deacons, you want to come on up? We got the flowers for them. We got any 20-year-old mothers? Oh, 20? 20. Oh, right here. Oh, they're pointing. Stand up. Yeah, stand up. Sister Allison. Go ahead and take it back there. She's right back there. Congratulations. Okay, the oldest mom. How about a 60-year-old mom? How many 60-year-old moms do we have here? Come on. You don't want to raise your hands. Okay, I'm going to call you out. Raise them higher or I'm going to call you out. Your hand's not very high. A little bit higher. A little bit higher. There she is. Okay, 61. Right, keep your hands up. 61. 62. 63. 64. I know that's hurting. 65. 66. 67. 68. 69. Is there two of them? 69? 70? One over there. Deacons, help out if you can see. They really don't want to raise their hands real high on this one. 71. 72. 73. 74. 74. How many you got? Two. 75. 75 up here. Sister Helen, you got your hand down. 75. 76. 276. Just one is 76. There's nobody older than 76. No mother older than. Oh, okay. Got to keep your hand up. I know. Stephen, hold her hand up. 77. 78. 79. Sister Helen? Is Sister Helen? No. And the one back there? 80. 81. 82. 83. I only went to fifth grade. 84. 85. 86. 86. 87. 86. 87. 88. Is she 88? 87 or 88? 87? Yeah. 87. Is there anybody? Is that the oldest one? Just the one? She is? 89? You're 88? She's 88. How old is she? 86? 88. Phillip's right up front here. Congratulations. Woo! If they want, brothers, why don't you take it and take it in the back if she wants to, and she don't have to keep it there the whole during service, and she can pick it up in the back later on. Okay, now the fun one. The most kids. Shall we start with 18? I was going to say 4, and that used to be like a lot of kids. Not in this church. Let's start. How many mothers have 5 kids? Raise your hands. Oh, come on. 6. 7. 6. How many 6? Up there are 6. There's 6 over here. How about 7? Who's got 7? Has anybody got 7? 7. 7 back there. 8. 8. Got 7. Where's 7 here? We got a 7 here. 7 back there. An 8. Is that an 8? 10? Just get to the chase. 10. Has anybody got any more than 10? Congratulations, you deserve the bouquet. Let's hear it for all of them. Yeah, they deserve a standing ovation. Praise the Lord. You need to see this. The flowers were nice, but my quote was better. Amen. Because that's eternal. Amen. That's going to last forever, and it's soon coming. God bless you. I'd like to also take a quick few minutes here to also say congratulations to our 2018 Young Foundation homeschool graduates. How many of them are in here? Stand up. Come on, stand up. Yeah. Special congratulations to him. And remember, if you always put God first, everything will work out perfect. You don't have to worry about nothing. Just pray for that, and everything else will work out. who am I going to marry, what am I going to do, what am I going to do with my life, where am I going to go? Put God first, and it'll all work out. That's the only thing you got to pray for, and he'll work everything out perfect for you.
Amen.
You know, when I heard this year, their theme was reflecting God's light, stars. There are stars reflecting God's light. And when it did, it come to mind of something that Brother Branham said when he was dedicating the tabernacle. And when he was dedicating it, and he said he wrote it out, he had a vision that morning, and he put it in the cornerstone of the church. And he said, God told him, this is not your tabernacle. And he said, God, where is my tabernacle? He says he took him out underneath the sky with all the stars and everything. He said, this is your tabernacle. This is yours. This belongs to you. And you children, you are stars, his stars, that is underneath that big sky. You're one of those stars. Congratulations. We are all his stars. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I just remain standing. Talked too long already, but I got another quote. We love this word.
Amen.
We come here for one purpose, is to be more like him. And for this message to go deeper in our heart.
Amen.
It's our everything. It should be our life, our breath, everything that we do day in and day out. The time is coming. We're at the end. It's to make sure everything is out of the way. He said, we can't leave no stone unturned. We want to know, what are we doing here today? We're at a turning a corner. We're building a building. God's word is the blueprint. Anybody can run a straight line, but it takes a mason to turn the corner. It takes the power of God to do that. Listen to this. It takes an anointed one from heaven to be sent down to do that.
Amen.
Whoa, amen. God has sent us an anointed one from heaven.
Amen.
Who is this anointed one? It's the Son of Man.
Amen.
Amen. Just exactly like it was when he was made flesh here on earth in the Son of God, now it's being revealed by the Son of God as he's come to call a bride out of the system. That's powerful. The Son of God is revealing himself. It's the Son of God revealing the Son of Man to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The called out bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you are that bride.
Yes,
oh, there's not, we're that bride.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Listen, you want to know what? That prophet already saw you.
Yes.
Amen.
He saw us.
Amen.
I could refer many scriptures right here. I believe it. We've read them. We know them. We do believe. People don't. And saying, the one that told John, there's only one seventh angel messenger that had that revelation. One.
Amen.
One.
Amen.
And I believe God let him see the beginning of the end.
Yes.
But he did see us. He already saw us. He saw us in a vision.
Yes.
What did you look like? This is what he saw when he saw each one of you. And when she walked by, she was exactly like the one that was in the first place.
Amen.
Walking in step with the music of God's word.
Amen.
Marching on by. And when I saw it, I stood there with both hands up and cried. She's to be the same bride, the same kind, built out of the same kind of material that she was in the first place.
Amen.
That's who you are.
Amen.
Just like that first bride, the bride again, he saw come in the preview again, marching right in step to this message.
Amen.
right into the music of this message. And you can only get that by eating at God's table. Amen. This message, packed to us on the wings of an eagle.
Amen.
I'm so thankful to be identified with the bride of Jesus Christ today. Let us bow our heads as we just welcome you, Lord Jesus, to come and to be with us. We know you're here. We feel your presence. We've brought you with us. We've come prepared this morning, Lord, each of us. Just talking to you before we got here, under anticipation, Lord, because we know you're going to do great things for us. You knew that we'd be here this day. Lord, you knew the message. You knew the very words that was going to come out of my mouth.
Amen.
You knew the songs we were going to sing. You knew what's on our hearts, the longing on our hearts, Amen. The needs on each one of our hearts.
Amen.
Lord, we want you to come in. Just like you did that day with those in that upper room. They were shut in with you, Lord, in a little secret place. And Lord, you came in like a rushing mighty wind. It is the same today as it was then. If we'll just believe, and we all believe. Now we want to take everything out of our minds and open up our hearts. And Lord, whatever we have need of, Lord, you're here to give it to us if we'll believe it. And we believe.
Yes.
We believe it, Lord. Help our unbelief. Where we're weak, just pick us up, Lord. You always do.
Yes.
Your word can't fail. We do, but you can't. And you won't.
Amen.
And even when we stumble and fall, you still pick us up. You're right there. You've went no place. You're right there. Now that assurance that burns within our hearts is to know we're your bride, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
And what you just told us, if we'll speak the word, that's a reality to your bride, Lord, and it's coming to the bride. But we still believe now, Lord, whatever we ask in your name, we'll have it because we believe it. Thank you for this gathering. Thank you for the bride that's listening around the world.
Yes.
They're shut in their little secret places, Lord.
Yes.
Beholding your power, your majesty in your spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Come and anoint us. Anoint our hearts. Papa Eagle, feed us today.
Yes.
May that message go straight to our hearts as we invite you to come,
yes.
Lord Jesus, and be with us.
Oh, shut in with God in a secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding His face. Shut in with God. Oh, shut in with God in a secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding His face.
So happy to be here this morning, Lord, to sit under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the leadership that you placed in this day. Thank you, Lord, for Calvary, for your blood that you shed for us. We thank you for the message and the messenger that you sent in this generation, that it's the voice of God to us. And Lord, that message, that's cutting your bride to fit that building, Lord, that you're building, Lord, to fit that headstone, that when it comes down, Lord, that we fit right with it, Lord. Word of your word, body of your body, flesh of your flesh, bone of your bone, that we are you. We are that word predestinated before the foundation of the world. And just thinking about it, Lord, about how great thou art, that, Lord, when Abraham looked and he says, look at the sky, look at the sand of the sea. And Lord, how that we are part of, as Brother Joseph was talking about, how that when Brother Branham said that it was about that tabernacle, he says, look at the stars, that's your tabernacle. And that every person listening in today around the world, how they've caught the vision, Lord. They've recognized, Lord, that turn. And Lord, they're under that anointing of the seventh angel messenger. And they are a part of that tabernacle. They are a part of that bride. And Lord, you're so proud of them, Lord. They've caught the vision, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we're gathered together, united together under this great message. And Lord, every message, every one of them, Lord, it's the word of the Lord. We know that, Lord. There's no question in it. But Lord, you provided today that this message, you have something special for your bride. And this message you chose through your provided way, you chose this message for your bride to hear this message. There's not a doubt in our minds about it, Lord. This is your message. And Lord, we're so under anticipations to hear it, Lord, because you've wanted to tell us something, Lord. And Lord, we love you, Lord, with all of our heart, that you would even be so mindful of us. Lord, defeat us from your word. Lord, we're so happy. And Lord, we place all these requests, every heart, Lord, you saw us, Lord, you saw every heart. You read everything about it, Lord. And Lord, sometimes we might look and say, well, all our mistakes and so forth that Satan likes to pound at us. But Lord, your prophet said that you see us the way you saw us when you put our name on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Lord, that's perfection. That's your bride, Lord. That's your children, Lord. You're so proud of us, Lord. You give us that revelation, and we're standing on it. We shall not be moved. We love you, Lord, with all our heart. Bless and be with every one of these requests, and we just can't say but thank you, Lord, for being so mindful of us. We love you with all of our heart. Bless and be with the further part of this service. And now, Lord, we just want to get ready, Lord, because that message is going to come forth. It's thus saith the Lord from the beginning to the end, and we're ready to hear it. We love you, Lord, and we commit it all to you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's sing it again. Shut in with God in a secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding His face. Bless you this morning. You may be seated. Now we want to sing this little chorus. Bring them in, bring them in. We have some baby dedications this morning, so let's do it as we sing. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring the little ones to Jesus.
What's the name? Hattie Ann.
Hattie? Little Hattie. What a doll baby. Little sweetie. can go there. Let us bow our heads. How great thou art, Lord Jesus. How we thank you from the depths of our heart, Lord, for all that you do for us, Lord.
Amen.
This little precious love gift that you've given to this home, little Hattie, Lord. Father, a little token of love that comes from you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And Father, this mother and father only want the very best for her, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, you are the very best. Here it is, Lord, another star in your crown, Lord. Another one that's going to carry on this word, Lord, if there is a tomorrow, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
May this message burn within our heart, Lord.
Yes.
May this family always put you first in all things, Lord. May this word be always heard in their home, Lord Jesus. And Father, they've brought her today, Lord, and according to your word, to place her back into your hands, Lord. So that you'll always be there with her.
Thank you.
So that you can always watch her, protect her, and to be with her.
Yes.
For the mother and father know that they can't, Lord, but they know that you can't.
Yes.
May your angels encamp around about her, Lord. Bless her, be with her,
yes.
Keep her, Lord. Be with the mother and father, Lord. Bless their home, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, now we take little Hattie and we place her in your arms for a life of dedication and service to you. We give her back to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Congratulations. What's the name?
Amram Joseph Smith.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amram. Amen. How long did you wait?
9 years.
9 years. God's word comes to pass. There it is. You can see it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Be seated. Let's bow our heads.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracious Lord.
Hallelujah.
Truly, you are the great one, Lord.
Yes.
Father, how we thank you today that, Lord, we can witness with our very eyes, Lord, your word, a promise, come into pass.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for a brother and a sister.
Yes.
That, Lord, held on to that faith when it looked impossible, they held on to your word, Lord.
Amen.
And now we see it manifested before our very eyes.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, little Amram.
Yes.
And Lord, they only want the best for him. And you are the best for him.
Yes.
For they know not too many days ago that he was in your presence, Lord.
Yes.
And you give a gift unto him.
Amen.
Because they held out. They were true and faithful to your word, believing. When it seemed impossible, you came on the scene.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, now they want to take him and place him into your hands, Lord, for a life of service.
Yes.
May he live up to his name, Lord Jesus, and be an Amram.
Lord.
That, Lord, may he be a prayer warrior, Lord.
Yes.
Pray day and night,
yes,
seeking
Lord.
You, Lord. Father, may you bless him and be with him.
Yes.
Strengthen him, Lord. Watch out after him. Keep him, Lord. From all the evils that are in the world, Lord.
Yes.
But Lord, we can rest assured that your angels will be with him, Lord. Because that they've taken him now and brought him here to place him into your hands, Lord.
Amen.
For a life of service.
Yes.
May you bless the mother and father, Lord, today. Father, may they always keep that message in their home and that word, Lord.
Yes.
May they always be thankful for that promise. Each time that they look at him to know your word is fulfilled, Lord. That you always keep your promises.
Amen.
You always keep your appointments.
Yes.
And you're always on time.
Amen.
May it encourage our sisters today that are
Lord.
Waiting, Lord.
Yes.
They want theirs too.
Yes.
Give them strength, Lord.
Yes.
And be with them. Now, Father, we take him and we place him in your hands.
Yes.
For a life of service. We give him in dedication to you. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes,
amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Eliza.
Little Zoe.
Amen.
Yeah, hello. Whoops.
Oh, my goodness.
You got some big eyes. You pretty. That, oh, she's got on her tape girl pin.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
That's called a good foundation.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracious Lord, little Zoe, a little tape girl already, Lord.
Thank you.
Father, how wonderful, Lord. How wonderful for a father and a mother, Lord,
yes,
that love this message and their this word with all their heart.
Amen.
And Lord, this word is everything to them, Lord.
Amen.
And they want to obey it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Every jot and every tittle, Lord.
Praise the name.
And they want to come and bring this little love gift that you've given to them, Lord, that you've placed into their home. They want to take little Zoe and place her back into your arms, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And Father, to let you know that, Father, they want you to watch out after her.
Yes.
They want you to protect her. We want you to keep her, Lord.
Yes.
Keep your hand up over her, Lord. And Father, may this message burn within her heart, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May the atmosphere of this message always be in their home, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May they always place that word first, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, we want to bring Zoe and place her in your hands this morning, Lord,
yes,
for a life of service and dedication.
Yes, Lord.
Father, bless and be with her. Keep her, strengthen her, encourage her. And may your angels encamp around about her.
Yes.
Bless the mother and father and their sweet little family, Lord.
Yes.
They've come here to sojourn with us, Lord.
Yes.
May you bless and be with them, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Keep them in the center of your perfect will.
Brandon.
For we ask this all in your name, that lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Oops. It's the hat. There, thank you. Check out that hair.
I'd notice that.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Just so precious to see those ones come up and get dedicated. And what a blessing it is to see and witness that little promised seed, Brother Kai. Wow, so wonderful to see made manifest right here. Amen. You know, listen to this message as Brother Graham talks about that lily. And he said, as that little seed was a germ of life way down in the dirt and the muck, and how it labors and toils until it gets into the presence of the sun. He said, then it just opens up, it's full of life and happy. You know, in the little one little sentence, he says, when it gets in the presence of that which is drawing it up. And that was my prayer last night. I was listening. It's like, Lord, I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice. Oh, draw me near to thee. That's my prayer. Amen. Oh, I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice. And it told thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Oh, draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Oh, draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, consecrate me to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. And let my soul look up with a steadfast
Precious Heavenly Father, how we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to gather together again, Lord. And truly, Lord, this message is everything to us, Lord. Lord, it's life to us, Lord, and how we thank you for it, Father, and how we see your word, Lord, being manifested among us, Lord, and in us, Father, and as we become that word, Father, and how we love you, and we thank you for it, Lord. Now bless these tithes and these offerings, Lord. We ask in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed to thy precious bleeding side, and oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. And when I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Oh, draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross that narrow sea. And there are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Sing verse 2 once more. Oh, consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Yes, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed to thy precious bleeding side. Every promise in the book is mine, and every chapter, every verse, and every line, and I am trusting in his love divine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is Yes, every chapter, every verse, and every line. And I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book, one more time. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Yes, every chapter, every verse, and every line. And I am trusting in His love divine. Oh, every promise, the book is mine. And on the tapes, oh, every promise on the tapes is mine. Well, every sound, every word, and every line. And I am trusting in His word divine. Oh, every promise on the tapes is mine. Well, every promise on the tapes is mine. Well, every sound and every word and every line. And I am trusting in His word divine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. And I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Well, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. Well, I shall not be moved. And Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In His love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. Yes, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters. Well, I shall not be moved. And in my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In His love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. And on His word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. He's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall, verse 5. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. I'm anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Lord, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. In His love abiding, I shall not be moved. And in Him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not. Verse 3. If I trust Him ever, I shall not be moved. He will fail me never. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Truly, I shall not be moved. This voice, this word is just everything to me. I'm so thankful that the Lord has shown this perfect light to walk in. We'll walk in the light, that beautiful light. Shine all around us by day and by night. It's Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light. It's such a beautiful light. It comes where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine. Such a beautiful light, and it comes where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Hide all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light. And all ye saints alive proclaim, it's Jesus, the light of the world, and life and mercy. His name, it's Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we walk in this light, it's such a beautiful light. It comes where the dewdrops of mercy. Make me more like me.
and all things are possible. Only believe. Amen. You may be seated. Once again, what a privilege it is for us to be gathered together to hear the message today entitled Birth Pains. He says the world is going through birth pains, and we see it now today more than ever. We hear of volcanoes and earthquakes and things that are happening, erupting everywhere. And he says the bride is going through, this church is going through. He's molding us, he's testing us, he's making us. And he says that we're getting ready to turn a corner, church. But God has sent an anointed one from heaven. A master builder. And he's come here to build his church with the word, this word today. Amen? God bless you. Let's welcome our pastor, Brother Branham, to the pulpit. God bless you.